ప్రమానందే మయ విగ్రహాయ హిమావదిభ్యో చవిసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసప్రదాయ శ్రీ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ నమస్తే. శ్రీ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమ. I am very happy to come here to meet you all here this auspicious day. This is Jagannath, Lord Jagannath Snanjatra bathing ceremony today, full moon day. So I'll speak something on that topic. Jagannath. So Jagannath takes public bath today. That's Pendrav, Jagannath Puri, you might have seen. And Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra sit there. They took public bath today. Why this is so? Why this day he takes public bath? What's the occasion? Do you know? Anybody knows? This is Jagannath. Yes, what is that? Jagannath's birthday. Today is Jagannath's birthday. Jagannath is Krishna. The Krishna's birthday is month of Bhadrava, that is Ashtami, dark fortnight, 8th day of dark fortnight, isn't it? Krishna Ashtami. How it is the birthday of Jagannath? Jagannath is Krishna. This is another question. How can you say?
This is the day that Jagannath manifested this form, Krishna manifested.
Yes, Jagannath manifested on this day. You understand? Jagannath is carved out of wood. So he appeared in the form of wood today. Three logs of wood. He appeared in that form today. That is his birthday. You understand? Skanda Puran is mentioned. So he takes public bath today. You understand? From this day, after 2 weeks, 15 days after, then Ratha Yatra will come. Car festival will come. Jagannath will be painted nicely. Navajauvana Vesha, new, youthful, Vesha, do you understand? Form, come out to give darshan. The Ratha Yatra will, then after 15 days from today, Ratha Yatra will take place. Do you understand? So, this is the birthday. And why then, next question comes. So on this day, we should offer prayer to Lord Jagannath. Understand? We should offer prayer to Lord Jagannath, beg for mercy. So I'll recite Jagannath's prayer, pranam. You will repeat it. Yes, they'll get mercy of Jagannath. Deva Deva Jagannatho Prapannarti Vinasano Trahi Maang Pundarikakhyo Patitam Bhavasagare Namaste Jagadadharo Jagadatmano Namastude Kaivalya Trigunatita Gunanjana Namastude Karunamrutha Pathodhi Sudhamni Naman Namah Dina Dhari Kaguhayo Rupapathodhai Namah Paritrahi Jagannatho Dinabandho Namastude Nistinoham Bhavandhi Prapyatam Taranim Sukham Jai Jagannath. Now I'll pay pranam to Baladev. Namaste tu Halagrama Namaste Musharayudha.
Namaste Musharayudha.
Namaste Revati Kanto.
Namaste Revati Kanto.
Namaste Bhattavatsala.
Namaste Bhattavatsala.
Namaste Balinam Shrestha.
Namaste Balinam Shrestha.
Namaste Dharani Dharo.
Namaste Dharani Dharo.
Kalambari Namaste Tu.
Kalambari Namaste Tu.
Rahimam Krishna Purvajo.
Rahimam Krishna Purvajo.
Jai Baladev Ji Ki.
Jai.
Now I offer pranam to Subhadra, Mother Subhadra, Subhadra. Devi tum Vishnu Mayapi.
Devi tum Vishnu Mayapi.
Mohayanti characharam.
Mohayanti characharam.
Rutapadvasana sasthasi. Vishnu Bhavanusarini.
Vishnu Bhavanusarini.
Jaya Devi Bhakti Dhatri.
Jaya Devi Bhakti Dhatri.
Prasida Parameshwari.
Prasida Parameshwari.
Jaya Devi Subhadretam.
Jaya Devi Subhadretam.
Sarvesang Bhadradayani.
Sarvesang Bhadradayani.
Subhadraji ki jai.
Jai.
Now we will offer pranam to Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshana Mahajwala.
Sudarshana Mahajwala.
Kuti Surya Samaprabho.
Kuti Surya Samaprabho.
Agyana Timirandhanam.
Agyana Timirandhanam.
Vaikunthabdha Pradarsaka.
Vaikunthabdha Pradarsaka.
Namaste Nitya Vilasa.
Namaste Nitya Vilasa.
Vaishnavastro Niketana.
Vaishnavastro Niketana.
Vajyabiyam Jadrupam. Vishnu Stat Pranamami Aham. Sudarshan Ji Ki
Jai.
Jai Jai Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadraji Sudarshan Ji Ki
Jai.
So, why this Krishna, Jagannath is Krishna, Balaram, their sister Subhadra, why they have these forms? Big, big eyes, dilated eyes, and hands, legs, thangan, isn't it? Whitish. Do you know? Anybody knows why this part? What is that? Why Mahabhava? Why the Mahabhava? Krishna feels separation. What happened to Balaram and Subhadra? Why they are that far?
They were hearing this story.
What story? From Vrindavan. Why he came like that? That you should understand. Why that form came out?
He's unfinished.
King. Why unfinished? Why that form?
Because the king promised that...
That's not the reason.
Okay.
Everything takes place by the will of the Lord.
Yes.
So why? Lord will that he'll appear in that form. Then not finished, king promised. This is external things. This external, bio. But the real cause, you should understand. Krishna left Vraja Bhumi, came to Mathura, then went to Dwaraka, married more than 16,000 wives. They are all serving Krishna. You understand? Very nicely. Still, Krishna is not happy. Krishna is not happy. So, he's just staying there, but his mind, heart, everything in Vraja Bhumi. You understand? Damsels of Vraja Bhumi, especially Radharani, father and mother, Nanda Yashoda, cowherd boys, very dear. though the queens are serving. So, sometimes Krishna, while sleeping, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Delirium, like that. Huh? Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Queens think, what is this? We are taking so much care. Huh? Well, that Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, who are they? Huh? Why our most beloved husband is thinking like that? And while sleeping in the dream, just madman's delirium, uttering this. They don't know. You understand? And they have no access to Brajabhumi. They have no access. Because they are Aishwaryamayi, full of opulence. You understand? Brajabhumi Leela, Braja Leela, is Madhurjamayi Leela. Madhurjamayi. What do you say in English?
Sweet, can't you
do that? Yes, very sweet. No question of opulence. Do you understand there? It's Madhurjamayi Leela. Madhurja, Aishwarya. Opulence, Aishwarya. Madhurja, very sweet, transcendental, sweet Leela. Do you understand? There is Aishwarya is covered up with Madhurja in Brajabhumi. Whereas in Mathura and Dwaraka, Madhurja is covered up with Aishwarya. Understand? Understand. So they have no access there. The queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, so many wives. They are Aishwaryamayi, full of opulence, not Madhurjamayi. The dancers of Brajabhumi, and chief is Radhani, they are all Madhurjamayi. Do you understand? Their love is pure love, not mixed with Jnana and Aishwarya. Pure love. Do you understand? But love of this, the wives of Krishna, is mixed with Jnana and Aishwarya. It's mixed, mixed love, not pure. Jnana, Aishwarya, mixed, then priti sankuchita. The love becomes shrunken. Love becomes shrunken. Do you understand? Yes. They follow. Once Krishna, yes. Once they wanted to know what is the reason. What is that? Why Krishna is sometimes in dream, sleeping, uttering Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. What is that? So they asked Rohini Mata, Mother Rohini, Mother, please tell us what is that? Why Krishna is always thinking like that? We are taking so much care. Mother Rohini says, Brother Leela, oh, so sweet Madhurjamayi Leela, and so, see, nectarian, intoxicated Leela, and sweet. What shall I give description? It's such Leela, if I'll say, it's so attractive, even Krishna Balaram will be attracted towards it. It's so attractive, Leela. Do you understand? Yes, please tell. At least we should be here. We have no access, we cannot go there. We cannot take part in Ras dance or something. We are deprived of that. Aishwaryamayi. Do you follow? They requested Rohini, Mother Rohini to hear. Mother Rohini said, a light big hall was there, all 16, more than 6,000 wives assembled there. Mother Rohini said, yes, I'll tell you, but I have one condition. If Krishna and Balaram will come, this Leela is so attractive. They will be attracted. If they will come, everything will be marked, finished. I can speak. Do you understand? So, one should guard at the door. One should guard, stay there at the door. If Krishna Balaram is coming, he should give indication, I'll stop. Who will do this thing? All are interested in hearing. They requested Subhadra. All right, you go and guard there. Subhadra went, doorstep, and stretching hands in two sides. guard the amber, bar the entrance. Huh? You understand? Subhadra's hands are stretched out, sideways. You understand? They became ecstatic, their hands sunk, pushed into this. So Subhadra had no hand, even the feet, pushed into this. But Balaram and Jagannath, this, they follow. So Rohini Mala started such nice, interesting, intoxicating stories, so attractive. Always concentrated attention, all are hearing. Subhadra standing still, hearing. Hearing such stories, Subhadra became such brother-leela, became ecstatic. So hands and legs sunk and pushed into the body. Eyes dilated. In the meantime, Krishna Balaram came. You understand? And Subhadra, already intoxicated, she couldn't give indication. Krishna Balaram came, that's Jagannath, or Krishna this side, Balaram that side stood. They heard what is going on. Oh, brother Leela, so sweet. Krishna is always thinking of that thing. All of them became ecstatic. Hands and legs, Rangana, dilated eyes. Three forms standing. Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev. In the meantime, this came, Narada came. Narada from a distance saw such ecstatic forms. This is Mahabhava Prakasa. Understand? Saw from distance. You understand? We follow. When Narada came nearer, then they, let's say, wound up that form, finished. Then natural legs, hands came out. But Narada said, I have already seen this form. I have already seen that form. And my request, this form should be appear and should be open, or shift. That is Jagannath. Understand? Balabhadra, Subhadra in that form. This is Narada's request. So, this is one day's incident. Another day, always Krishna is thinking of Radharani. You understand? Gopis, Virajbhumi. I am feeling acute pang of separation from Radha. That Radharani and all gopis are feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna. And Krishna is here feeling acute pang of separation from Radha and gopis. You understand? Especially Radharani, Krishna is thinking. And sometimes Krishna also became fainted, unconscious. Yes. Yes. And same condition happened there. Radharani fainted, unconscious. Krishna here fainted, unconscious. This feeling of pang, acute pang of separation. You understand? Krishna is feeling the acute pang of separation of Radha, and Radharani is feeling the acute pang of separation of Krishna. So one day such thing happened. Krishna fainted and fell down unconscious. Consciousness is not coming back. What to be done? So, by the arrangement of providence, Narada Rishi, Narada Muni came and Uddhava came there. Understood? Uddhava and Narada Muni. Narada Muni came and Uddhava came. They are very dear to Krishna. Narada and Uddhava. And they know everything. All-knowing personality. Narada knows everything. Yes. Narada Muni and Uddhava said, oh, this is Krishna became fainted and because thinking of Radharani. You understand? Acute feeling of pangs of separation from Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's condition is like that. And there is some mystery. This is some wonderful leela. Krishna is now going to manifest, they say. Understand? So wonderful leela. Is leela purushottama? Wonderful leela is going to manifest. Still, they are all in anxiety. How they can bring back the consciousness of Krishna? All of them are in anxiety. In the meantime, Balaram came. You understand? Balaram came. Then three are there, Balaram, Narada, Uddhava. They are discussing what to do, how to solve this problem, how to bring back the consciousness of Krishna. You understand? So they came to this conclusion that if Narada Muni will sing with his veena, understand, veena, the brother leela, Krishna will hear, then we get back the consciousness. That is the clue. Understand? They came to conclusion, all three. Narada said, I can do it, but there is one danger. What danger? As soon as Krishna will get back his consciousness and wake up, he will never wait. He will run to Brother Bhumi. He will run very quickly to Brother Bhumi. You understand? Yes, that will happen, I understand. So, my request, tell Daruka to keep the chariot ready. Understand? Daruka chariot here. Tell Daruka to keep the chariot ready. As soon as he'll wake up, he must run. So let the chariot be ready. You understand? Then Uddhava thought up very deeply and said, yes, what you say, that's correct. But what I have understood, what is the condition now in Vrajbhumi? Very, very big, bad condition. All Vraj gopis, including Radharani especially, they are all dying, dying condition. Dying condition. Feeling pangs, acute pangs, Krishna, they are in dying condition. If Krishna goes there and see them in this condition, Krishna cannot tolerate it. Krishna cannot tolerate it. Then the condition, this, will be very precarious. It will be very, very precarious condition. And I apprehend we cannot get back Krishna. We cannot get back Krishna. Uddhava said like that. Then Narada said, Uddhava, you do the work of messenger, isn't it? Krishna's messenger. Krishna sent you to Vrajbhumi as messenger, Duta, carrying the message of love. So, I am saying, you go ahead to Vrajbhumi, Uddhava. And inform the all Vrajvasis, Krishna is coming from Dwarka. Krishna is coming from Dwarka. Just he has started journeying, and he will come. Hearing this, Uddhava became morous and said, all right, Naradji, whatever you say, I accept it on my head. I accept your order on my head, because you are, of course, very elevated person. I have no objection, but I have one apprehension. What is that? You all might have known this thing, when Krishna sent me from Mathura as a messenger, carrying the message of love, I went there, I stayed there for 3 months. I had gone there to give them consolation. But what consolation I can give them? They are always crying for Krishna, feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna and crying. If somebody would be crying, a friend will come, "Hey, why are you crying?" "Oh, my wife died." "Oh, wife died? Yeah, it is subject to death. Jatasya is shubha mrityu, isn't it?" "Oh, my wife left me." "Oh, yes, that's so natural. Left you. What is that?" It's temporary relationship. It's temporary everything in material world. Why are you crying, lamenting? But what consolation will give them? How can say, "Don't cry for Krishna"? That will be great apparat. That's a great offense on my part. We have perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. It's not temporary, not material. Anything material relationship breaks, then we'll give consolation. So what consolation I can give? I have no language. How can I say, "Don't cry"? Rather my heart says, "No, I will say, no, cry more, cry more, cry more." Yes, if you want to cry, only cry for Krishna. Yes. Yes, Mahaprabhu is teaching that. See, Mahaprabhu crying for Krishna, feeling acute pang of separation is Radha Baba. So, I couldn't do anything. I said, all right, I am going back. So I'll tell Krishna everything and request him, "Please come, please go immediately, brother." I get these words to them. But Krishna has not yet gone. Not yet gone. Yes. He, after this long interval, I go there and again tell, they won't put faith in my words. They say, you are a liar. "You are a liar. You are told this thing to send Krishna immediately. Krishna has not come." And again saying, he came, "No." They won't put faith in my words. Understand me? Uddhava said like that. And they will all scold me. And bad names call, all bad names of me. How can I go? So, Balaram was hearing everything. Then they requested Balaram, "Please you go." Narada and Uddhava, understand? You understand? Balaram Prabhu, you go. Then Balaram said, Balaram's heart is cracking. He said, "Naradji, you see, I would have gone to Braja. Yes. I would not have waited for that time. I would have gone to Braja. But you think of very deeply. Your Prabhu Krishna only saying, 'Yes, I'll go, but not going. Only saying, I'll go. I saw. He's saying only, I'll go, but not going. So, I said, Krishna is not going. I saw this thing. Then I went to Braja. Balaram said, To give them consolation, I stayed there for 2 months. Yes. I told them, "Yes, please don't lament. Have patience. Krishna is coming. I have also told like that. But they are like a fish out of water. Krishna is their life. Isn't it? Their life has gone out. Now, acute pang of separation. They are all feeling their dying condition. I could see very well, without the presence of Krishna, the condition cannot be better. You understand? Yes. And they are all dying condition. Only by the presence of Krishna they will get back their life. Otherwise, no hope. Such condition. Especially, I went to Mother Yashoda. I touched her feet and said, "Mother, mother, please don't lament. I am going back to Dwarka. As soon as I reach Dwarka, I'll request Krishna to come here immediately. I have also told like that. Do you understand? I'll make all these arrangements. I'll send Krishna immediately." I told Mother Jasoda, "Please, have patience. What is that?" I told Krishna, "Go there." But Krishna, "Yes, yes, I'll go, but not going. You follow? I say, "Oh, my brother Krishna, stop everything, all work here, immediately go to brother." I requested Krishna many times, because you are life of Brajavasis. They are dying, because out of life. And prior to that, whatever I had told Krishna, immediately had accepted. But my request he has not accepted up till now. Krishna only saying, "Yes, I'll go. How can I go again? Do you follow? What shall I tell Mother Jasoda? How can I show my face to Mother Jasoda? What Mother Jasoda will think of me? Tell me. Understand?" Balaram said like that. You understand? Saying this thing, Balaram started crying. He felt so much. His heart cracked. Do you understand? At that time, Subhadra came. Understand? Subhadra came. All of you, don't think of anything. I will go. Subhadra said. I will go. Don't think of anything. Don't contemplate anything. I will go at first Brajabhumi. I am woman, Nari Jati. I am woman. I'll go to Mother Jasoda, I'll sit on her lap, I'll weep out the tears from her eyes with my sari. Then I'll say, "Oh my mother, hey, Krishna is coming. We have all made arrangement for Krishna's coming. We both, brother and sister, we both started coming. On the way, road, when Krishna is coming, many kings, many gentlemen, they had made nice gates decorated to give all welcome to Krishna. So Krishna is a bit late. So I came ahead to inform you. Do you understand? Understand my language? I'll tell like that. It's a bit late. You'll be a bit late, but still coming. I came. I have to give you this message. Have patience. Don't cry. Don't be so upset. Don't be in such anxiety. Then I'll go to all gopis and then tell them, yes, Krishna is coming a bit late. And you should know the male persons, they are little crooked. Male persons. But we women, very simple. Males are little crooked. You know, my sisters. So when I say as a woman, they can put faith in my words. Subhadra said. So you all now engage yourself to welcome. How nice welcome to give to Krishna. Big festival. Arrange. All be engaged now. Arranging festival. So I'll make them engaged. Understand? So they'll give up crying, lamentation, and I'll engage them in that way. Subhadra said. And all three, Narada, Uddhava, and Balaram, agreed to it. Oh yes, this is nice. Very good proposal. Baladev has some. Baladev has affection, love and affection was for me. Baladev thought of very seriously. He said, all right, why Subhadra will go alone? I'll go. Do you understand? So two chariots came, one for Balaram, one for Subhadra. Rasadasa, first Balaram goes, then Subhadra goes, and Jagannath comes late. Chariot. Three chariots were decorated. Now, Balaram said, I'll go with my sister, Subhadra. Then three chariots were decorated. Uddhava and Narada said, all right, you both, brother and sister, go. We'll make arrangements to send Krishna. Send Krishna. After you go, we'll make arrangements. We are giving you words. Understand? We are giving you words. So Balaram and Subhadra, they started. They ride up into the chariot, then started. Then when their ratha, wheels of their chariot rolled, then Balaram with his Veena Tantra started to sing Brajalila. Understand me? Started to sing Brajalila. Brajalila, Prema, Priti Lila, Madhurjamaya Lila, Kirtan. Narada Muni started. And as soon as that Kirtan entered into the ears of Krishna, immediately woke up, got back his consciousness, woke up, and jumped, stand up with three crooked, three bhanga bhangi, hey, where is my flute? Who took my flute? In Mathura and Dwaraka there is no flute, only Brajabhumi there is flute. And Brajabhumi, three places crooked, three bhanga. Not Mathura, Dwaraka. Krishna is not like that. No. Where is my flute? Mohana Murali, who took it? Oh, this is the gopis have stolen. This is the work of gopis. Understand? Krishna said that thing. Saying this, oh, gopi, where are he? He ran. He is mad now. Krishna is mad now. You follow? He started running. Then looked at. Uddhava is there. Narada is there. He's always thinking of Krishna, always thinking of Brajabhumi, gopis and Radhani. He has forgotten that he is in Dwarka. He has forgotten that. Do you understand? And saying, where is my flute? The gopis have stolen it. Then he looked. So looked, Uddhava, hey Uddhava, why are you here in Brajbhumi? Then saw Narada, Narada, why are you here in Brajbhumi? Krishna is completely forgetful that he is in Dwarka. All thinking of Brajbhumi, why are you here? Then both Uddhava and Narada said, oh, our Lord, you will go to Braja, therefore we have already prepared a chariot, go and sit there. Go and sit there. Already prepared, chariot is prepared, ratha is prepared. Please, go and sit. So always, Krishna is always thinking of Radharani, like madman, intoxicated, liquor. Radha Prema Rasa, mellow of Radha Prema, he has drunk. So intoxicated like madman. And this Mata, madman, both Narada and Uddhava helped Krishna to take him to ride Ratha. is such mad, like this, oh, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. His condition. Huh? Then he sat on the other. Then Narada told Bhargava, "Chala, drive, brother, very speedily, great speed." Then Dargo drove Ratha and speed up the wind, Vayubhega. Understand? So, in the meanwhile, Subhadra, Balarama's Ratha and Subhadra's Ratha already reached Brother Bhumi, meantime. Understand? Jagannath Krishna's Ratha goes behind Ratha-ratha. Understand me what I am saying? Yes, this is Ratha-ratha. Balaram and